being an American and growing up, my parents always, and this is the difference that I felt between my parents and some of the other Portuguese families that I grew up around, is that my parents always wanted to be American. That was their goal, was to be American. It was very brought up in our cultures that we are Portuguese Americans. And I remember a lot of Portuguese people who were Portuguese people living in America. Do you know what I'm
I
saying?
totally.
And I feel that was a big difference with me. And it was huge difference. My parents, and I love them to death for this, instilled that no, we now live in this culture. As much as we love our culture, I was their liaison to learning America.
But they had the desire to.
To learn America. Yes, they want my parents like wanted to be American. That my parents were one of the first people who started the like got the whole for a while, maybe it still goes on. I don't know because my parents aren't tied into it anymore. But like my parents really helped with the Holy Ghost Society of Bristol get a lot of the people to become a lot of the Portuguese in this town to become American citizens
Through that process, you
through
helped with
that
that
process
process.
because they knew that that was important. And
So
my
the.
dad was always a leader in the, because my dad was the president of the Holy Ghost Society up until a year ago. My dad has always been,
Did your family ever host?
yes, I was the mordom. I got crowned. We were the fifth Sunday. My parents, like, my dad has always been super involved in the Holy Ghost Society because the one thing my parents have always instilled in us is that as even though like in like we were talking earlier how a lot of cultures when they come to America, especially Portuguese culture, tend to shy away and want to take care of their own home. My parents wanted to take care of their own home, but they also embraced and knew that for me to succeed in America, they needed to have a foundation. They needed to have a successful foundation. And they found it in the Portuguese societies around here. But through those Portuguese societies, they attained American goals. My parents knew that they needed to learn. They needed to adapt to American society. They were immigrants, and a lot of immigrants came before them and made this culture better. And that was their responsibility to make their culture shine in
That's
America.
interesting, because a lot of times, so sometimes what happens is you can almost create or recreate that same village, that same home, and so sometimes you don't get as much outward into the broader
And that
American
happened in Bristol.
culture. But it sounds like your parents
But my
did kind
parents
of make that
transcended that.
effort.
They totally, and a lot, and it's not just my parents. There's a few, the Gilly Costa's parents, you know what I mean? The Costas, the Nebses in Bristol who were outwardly, and when I just realized they all had businesses. They all had businesses. So they had stakes in making sure
They were
that the
involved.
roots and they were involved. The Matozos who own
Derek and
Derek and Kevin businesses.
Yes.
They were all like Gilly Cott, like the Costas owned Gilbert's Jewelers. My parents owned a laundromat in Bristol, and they also owned, maybe that's why they were not chosen to be friends, but they all became friends because they had common interests.